Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, here to share with you some information about our commercial and fleet truck department. Some dealers consider one guy and a half a dozen trucks a commercial department. At Chris Nickel, we have a dedicated staff of six and over 100 work trucks on the ground, some upfitted, others waiting for you to tell us what you need. We're also part of the Business Link program. If you have a business, we enroll you in Business Link. That program gets you the first available bay at any Business Link dealer in the country. We understand that if your vehicle is down, you're losing money. Keep in mind, at Chris Nickel Commercial, if you're a hardworking farmer or one guy in the oil field, we're going to give you commercial pricing. Mr. Nickel's philosophy has always been under-promise and over-deliver, and I believe that's why we're celebrating 40 years in business. So next time you're in the market for a work truck, make the call and get a price. We're up to the test. 888-274-5667 or visit us at chrisnickel.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Well, the market was generally weak for the first two-thirds of the trading day today in the grain complex. The biggest surprise came in the old crop soybeans, or the July soybeans. They were down over 30 cents at one point with the low of 15.06.5. It's a pretty big move considering yesterday's high was about 15.56. So that's 50 cents off of yesterday's high. That's a pretty big negative move there. The feature today was really just a bunch of fund long liquidation and the unwinding of some of the bull spreads. You know, the front months have been rallying relative to the back months, and looks like they're going to unwind that as we get into the first notice day, just a few weeks away in the July contracts. And so that's a little bit negative. And then the one bright spot today was the wheat futures. They closed actually higher on the day. July Kansas City was up 2 cents, closed at 718.5, and that's a big deal considering that at one point today it was at the 52-week low. We actually went lower than we did on April 1st, which was 711.5, and so you're the lowest price in the whole year in July contract. That's overall viewed as pretty negative. Now, looking at some of the exports this morning, the one kind of weird thing in the exports, we're above the USDA number, and the soybeans were at 101.3 of what they anticipated on the export market, with 17.66 million bushels this week.
We'll look at more market news right after this.
If you're going to dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloki.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oki.
Justin, the USDA reports came out yesterday, and I guess the markets are still unpacking all those numbers. What do you see?
Well, if you really zoom out and look at the world picture on what's going on in the grains, it's easy to see that really the world's got plenty of grain. If you look at the world wheat production for the 2013-2014 crop year, they're looking at about 696 million tons. That's up 6.1% over last year. But here in the U.S., we're down a little bit. We're looking at about 56.6 million tons, and that's down about 8% from the previous year. But the big plus came in the European Union and then in China. The European Union was about 137.4 million tons. That was up 4% from the previous year. And then China is going to be up about a percentage point. So overall in the world, we're still producing a lot of wheat. If you look at the corn production for the world, it's up really big for the year. It's up 12.5% this year, about 962.6 million. If you look at the U.S., it's even bigger. It's up about 30% from the previous year. So overall, we're going to have another big wheat crop and another big corn crop. And soybeans kind of have the same picture here. We're up 6.6% in the world soybean production at 285.3 million tons. The U.S. is up 12.5% at 92.3 million tons.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few of our closing numbers this afternoon. July Kansas City wheat was up 2 cents at 718.5. The September contract up 3 cents at 723.75. Chicago July wheat up 2.5 cents at 685.5. And September Chicago wheat up 2.75 cents at 693.75. In the row crops, Chicago July corn down 7.25 cents at 643.5. And the September contract off 4.5 at 570.5. July soybeans down 30.5 cents today at 15.10¼. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.